We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Jake Coughlin, 6.527 at 211.39. Jake, you got a lot of work cut out for you, but you're doing what you got to do, at least in the championship hunt. Talk about those two runs and then the night at the number one.
Made two really nice runs today. Obviously, after Q1, we were on the pole in the number one position, and you know, seeing some of our competitors in front of us bettering that mark, the last I think three pair of pro stock were lower in the boom, and I was a little concerned, honestly. The right lane was a lot of cars were getting loose out there, and so I thought, well, this might be a little tough to improve on what was already low out there at the time, which was a 53-0 by Erica. And when I let the clutch out, man, this thing was singing and sounded great. Was a little bit high on the 1-2 shift, but motored it down through there and actually rode down through the middle of the track fine. Spiked the tire a little bit, but really nothing to write home about. So we didn't have any issues, and we're rewarded with one heck of a run there, dipping into the 52 zone there and staying up number one.
How much confidence does that give you, though, making that great run now in both lanes?
That feels great. Ricky's been extremely aggressive. Ricky Jones, my crew chief's been extremely aggressive. Entering the countdown, that was the goal on Fridays and going into Saturday and et cetera. And we've really done well in that respect. We've just had trouble with round two for some reason on Sundays. So we don't want to jinx ourselves and have trouble earlier, that's for sure. But it feels good. It's building our confidence. We've got a lot of data from each and every session with a couple of team cars, Erica being one, and Mountain View, and Alex Laughlin, and Matt Hartford here. So we're kind of, I think you'll continue to see our whole pack nip away closer at the number one spot. And tomorrow's going to be another great dry day. The barometer could come back up a little bit, which would add a little supercharger to these naturally aspirated pro stock machines. So the boom could get lowered even more tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be in position to make that happen.
Perfect. You said your car was singing. What song was it singing?
That's a good question, man. Probably must have been a Hank Jr. tune of some sort, right? Thanks.